All right, talking here with Brett Kissel. How's everything going, man?
Honestly, really good. Very excited for the summer. We got a lot of great shows shaping up across Canada. And of course, one up in Northern Alberta that gets me and my band really fired up to come up and play the GP Stompede.
Yeah, you're going to be playing that on Saturday night. Craig Moritz Band is doing the support. So I'm a little curious here. Did you somehow consult with the Oilers and the NHL to have it so it wouldn't be on an Oiler playoff game day?
Exactly. Yeah. I called Gary Bettman personally and I said, listen, Gary, I've got a concert up in Grand Prairie. It's my first time playing at the Stompede and I would really appreciate it if you didn't schedule an Oilers game for that night. And he listened. He listened to my voicemail and I'm really appreciative that he did that.
Now, if you could have got him to get a team out of Arizona quicker, that would have been better, but...
I've been saying that for years. You know, I've seen a few games down in Arizona, and it's so funny because we're going to have more people at the cabaret at the GP Stompede than Arizona has for their few times that they ever made the playoffs. We're going to have, what, 1,000, 2,000 people at the Stompede? And they can't even get 500 people. It's pretty funny. It's pretty funny how this NHL franchise took so long to move them to Utah. But I can't wait to go watch, hopefully, the first Oilers game in Utah next season.
All right. So like we said, you're coming to Grand Prairie to play the Stompede this coming weekend. What is a Brett Kissel show like for those who haven't been fortunate enough to see you perform live in person before?
You know, it's a great question. I think about these three words, and they both start with the letter E. There's a lot of excitement surrounding the show, and you know, as part of the show, and a lot of excitement from me and my band. There's a lot of enthusiasm. Like, we're a very enthusiastic group because, you know, we're obviously so proud to come out and perform. And then there's a lot of energy. I love this competition between me and our crowds to see who can give who more energy. And every time the crowd riles up, you know, and gets it to a 10 out of 10, it's my job as an entertainer to make sure that I give them a 12 out of 10. And then sometimes the crowd will say, ah, well, we can give you more energy. So we try to one-up each other, and that's the way it's going to be for this great headline show on Saturday night.
So I'm guessing as part of that set list will be your new single, Let Your Horses Run, which is an amazing song. Sort of, how did you come out with that one?
Well, I appreciate you saying that. Let Your Horses Run is really special to me. It's also really special to my family because it's an advice song, really, that talks about resilience and perseverance and making sure that my kids, and my wife and I, were very, very lucky. We've got four incredible kids, and I was thinking about what advice I'd want to leave for them, and it would be to become an unstoppable force and make sure that nobody ever, no matter what, tells you what you can or cannot do. So, you know, breaking down the barriers of limitations is really important, especially if we want to raise entrepreneurial kids and ambitious kids and kids that, you know, are prioritizing joy and good times and making a difference in this world. Now, Let Your Horses Run is also a metaphor for all of those things. And being that, of course, this is the Stompede, it's the rodeo culture, it's the Western way of life. It's hard work, it's blue collar work ethic that everybody up in Grand Prairie obviously lives by that code. So Let Your Horses Run, I think, is a really special song, and it's going to be an honor to play that for the very first time up in Grand Prairie.
So sort of, what is the excitement level for you still this far in your career to be traveling around Canada playing? I don't want to call Grand Prairie a small town by any means. It's one of the larger ones in Alberta. But sort of, where does that excitement still come from for you to still play these shows over playing some arena somewhere maybe?
Well, for me, the biggest thing is that I am a small town guy. My wife grew up in Hines Creek, Alberta, you know, family up in Fairview, Hines Creek area. I've got a lot of friends up in Grand Prairie. So the word that I use in a lot of situations is gratitude, and appreciation will oil the machine. And what I mean by that is that my life and my career, it's this machine rolling down the highway. And the best way to fuel that up is with appreciation and with gratitude. So I'm so excited to play up in Grand Prairie because those are my kind of people. This is my kind of show. I love rodeos. I've been to a million rodeos yet. And I never wanted to be the guy necessarily, you know, riding Bronx or steer wrestling or riding in chuck wagons and stuff like that. I always wanted to be the band that was playing at the beer fest, at the cabaret, like Paul Brandt and George Canyon and Aaron Perchette, and the list goes on. So I feel very, very lucky that I get to do this. And in fact, this chapter of my career, I feel I'm happier doing this kind of stuff than I've ever been. So gratitude is the big word that I'd use, you know, to kind of fuel me up and get me excited for a show like this on Saturday.
All right. Well, here at River Country, country for Edmonton Oilers game days. We usually do a guess the score contest, predicting the winner and what the score will be. Some people have chances to win some prizes. So I'm a little curious here. Game three didn't go the Oilers' way. Who's winning game four, as if we don't know what your answer is going to be? And what is the score going to be in your opinion?
Here's the thing. I think that the Oilers are going to save a little bit of gas left in the tank, because our first period in game three was so good. It was one of the best periods of hockey I've ever seen. And then it seemed like we just ran out of gas in period two and period three. So with that being said, I'm not expecting a blowout by any sense, but I do know that the Oilers are going to win. I know it deep down inside. And I think it's going to be a very similar style game where it's going to be 4-3, maybe 4-2 with an empty netter. But yeah, the Oilers are going to score four goals on Wednesday.
And then I guess the next question is, so for people guessing the score, are you playing the national anthem?
Great question. As of now, they haven't asked me, but if they do, I mean, Oilers fans and the Oilers entertainment group know that I'll be there gladly supporting my boys.
You might be the only person I've ever come across who signed a petition to ban themselves, so.
Well, that whole thing was just hilarious, you know, just ridiculous. So they needed 2,500 signatures and they were stuck at 2,499. So I said, oh, what the hell? Let's sign it.
We have a guy here at the station who usually goes to a first round game. I don't think they've ever won a first round game when he's there. So I expect his photo is like all across the arena saying, do not allow him in either. So
it's his fault. It's not my fault. It's his fault.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time today, Brett. He's going to be playing the Grand Prairie Stompede this Saturday in the Beer Gardens event. Craig Morris Band supporting. Once again, thank you so much for your time, man.
No, the pleasure's all mine. Folks, get your tickets. GP Stompede, their website, or go to brettkissel.com. And let's have a great party as only we know how up in the north.